Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I am delighted to be joined today by Nelly Porter, Senior Product Manager for Google Cloud. Welcome, Nelly. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, I'm excited for this interview. The topic today is about confidential computing and how Google Cloud is delivering this capability to customers. Why don't we just get started with a brief definition of your role at Google Cloud and the type of work that you're overseeing at the company?
My name is Nelly Porter, and I'm part of Cloud Platform Security Team. So I'm product manager. It means I'm responsible for the product services that we provide for our customers and internally for our internal customers. We have plenty. So my focus is on hardening our platform to ensure that multiple layers of our infrastructure is behaving such way that we will keep our own and our users and our customers' data and code safe. So we trying to apply different technique and different hardening capability and shielding capability. So we'll talk about this in more details, but we have multiple engineering teams that working with me on this mission.
When you look at it from a Google Cloud perspective, what are the key drivers of Google Cloud strategy when it comes to security and what you're delivering in terms of key capabilities to your customers?
Every single step from the way how we develop our software, how we will review software, what processes we have in place, everything is done with, again, thinking about security, privacy, and control that Google and our customers should have when they use our software, because they have to use our software when they bring their workloads to the cloud. Also, a lot of attention and a lot of scrutiny we put on ourselves to ensure that our hardware, our firmware, our again low-level stack have the same security principle and security posture, I would say, that everything that we do in the company. So I think Google in particular and Google Cloud is paying enormous amount of time and attention to bring security and not only talk about security, but really implement security from early stages, from early steps of every single process that we apply.
Now, I know that Google Cloud recently introduced new capabilities associated with confidential computing. Can you define how confidential computing fits into the broader construct of security?
We believe that, again, there is no absolute security. And it means it's every single layer, every single piece of software and hardware needs to be hardened and secure, and trusting the underlying platform, underlying system, we can build the trust level on the higher and higher level. So probably year and a half, I think, we introduced, we called it Titan externally. And Titan helped us to establish what we called hardware root of trust, where we can, again, challenge our motherboards and our network cards and our servers and ask them very specific cryptographic questions. And based on the answer, we know that we're talking to machines that we can identify as Google machines. We called it machine identity. We also put Titan in very specific location right in between of place where your BIOS, your code is loaded and your motherboard started to execute. And because it's sitting right in between these bars, it can check every single bit, the first bit, first instruction, before it will run it, because the whole beauty of that location, it actually can keep CPU at reset until it will ensure that code is not tampered with. For our cloud, we also add, again, hypervisor, because we run our workloads on bare metal, on what we call Borg infrastructure, or in virtualized environment. And also all of those layers are validated and ensured that we understand where this code coming from. We call it called provenance and also called integrity ensures that we are not modifying or nobody modifying this code before it runs. So all of these layers are built up to ensure that we understand what is running in our data centers and in our cloud environment. So now, if we're talking about confidential compute, this additional layer, it's additional way for us to protect confidentiality and integrity of our customers' data.
When you look at this new layer, what is the process by which Google will develop confidential computing so that it's hardened and ready for end customer instances?
So confidential compute consists of multiple steps. And first of all, the goal of confidential compute to ensure that when customers bring their workloads, and there's not only VMs or containers to our Google Container Engine or Google Compute Engine, but also their BigQuery, Analytics, ML, they would be able to ensure that their data is fully confidential and not exploitable in cold boot attacks or even internal Google insider with quite sophisticated permissions and access. To be able to accomplish that, we have to understand how customers will be able to use this technology, what use cases we would be able to provide to them. And today, based on, again, current situation of this market, there is kind of two models that we security people that love technology are talking about. So one model is, let's take your sensitive code that accessing your sensitive data and partition it, choose the pieces that actually have to be protected. And this particular partition code or this particular smaller code is actually run in so-called enclaves or trusted execution environments. And this model is very interesting for smaller use cases, specifically customers that building their confidential compute apps from ground up. Different use cases, slightly different requirements, and customers don't have idea how they will partition or refactor their apps to take advantage of confidential compute. They do want to run the whole entirety of their algorithm or every single service attaching their sensitive data in this confidential compute environment. So our goal is to figure out how our developers would be able to take advantage of confidential compute because the tools right now is not very well developed. There is not clear programming model support for different languages, toolchain, compilers, interpreters that would make developing of those apps or porting existing apps to confidential compute very easy to have. And it is why, based on all our internal investigation, we decided to open source the set of functionalities that we're using internally called Asilo. So Asilo is open source toolchain and set of SDK and APIs that are trying to abstract some of complexity of underlying infrastructure and implementation, hardware and firmware implementation of confidential compute and helping developers to focus on their business logic, on things that they want to develop to deliver value on top of infrastructure.
I know that part of the industry work that you're doing involves working with Intel. Can you talk a little bit about that collaboration and why this is a critical component for you?
We believe that Intel probably one of the most forward-looking partner in this space, focusing and offering different set of technology in different areas to harden infrastructure. And again, the idea is coming from total memory encryption or how you would be able to provide verifiable integrity of the code that you're running in this environment. And moving forward, Intel introduced what we call Secure Guarded Extension, and it's SGX that people actually quite familiar with. SGX provides very interesting next step in confidential compute hardware. SGX is very interesting technology when CPU itself can switch to very special mode and provide ability for user mode applications, highest level application, to run such ways that everything that run in this environment, in this what we call enclave, supported by SGX, would not be possible to compromise, even if attacker has full control of the kernel mode or firmware or BIOS. So this technology is absolutely the next step in confidential compute. And again, we're looking forward to even extend this partnership and this relationship when we will see more and more hardware coming and more technologies coming to the market.
If customers are listening online, what would you say to them if they wanted to engage with the Google team and learn more about what you and your team are delivering in terms of platform security and learn more about the instances offered by Google?
Again, Intel and Google, we announced to our developers that we're opening our doors and asking for the feedback as part of our confidential compute challenge. We decided to partner with Intel and go with this specific challenge to give developers and industry opportunity to not only go and hack for good, and but mostly think about this technology and where it's going and how it can benefit multiple use cases. So we highly recommend you to participate, and I think how to participate and all cash prizes you would be able to find maybe on the notes of this podcast, but we highly encourage you to participate. The second step, if people interested to engage with us, we have very actively developing and contributing, we contribute and people also helping us to develop the so-called Asilo. So Asilo is Greek for safe place. We love Greek words. It's again, Kubernetes come up from, but the whole idea is it's open source project. We would love community and developers and again, thinkers to help us to develop the right programming model, the right abstraction, the right communication from community. So please, please, please email us, text us, find us on GitHub, we have Git channel, Slack channel, everything to communicate with community and collect feedback and provide our feedback as well.
I can't wait to see how the services are influenced as the developer community provides feedback and helps deliver these core capabilities to cloud offerings. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much, Allison, for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.